Tax credits are available for those who produce ethanol. Mandates are in place that require the use of biofuels, and tariffs keep out ethanol from other countries such as Brazil. None of that impacts the price of corn and soybeans as much as the price of a barrel of oil, says Pat Westhoff, co-director of the University of Missouri Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute.
We're at the situation now where the price of petroleum is kind of determining how high corn prices can be. If the price of petroleum were to go even higher than it is today, then corn prices can go even higher. But if the price of petroleum were to decline, you could get to a situation where ethanol plants would be losing money instead of making money.
Westhoff says the FAPRI study indicates oil prices drive farm commodity prices now, and record oil prices have created record farm commodity prices. Oil topped $136 a barrel yesterday. November new crop soybeans topped $15. December new crop corn draws close to $8. Westhoff says the study considered 13 scenarios based on 500 random factors, but never foresaw the incredible rise in oil and commodity prices.
You know, it's been the combination of high petroleum prices and less corn being planted than we expected in the face of very strong demand for corn around the world.
FAPRI will issue a new analysis, including the higher oil prices and new crop production estimates, later this summer. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.